97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Have you ever been a side piece and knew the person you were hooking up with was in a serious relationship? So you knew that this person was either married, engaged, it's just a serious, legit relationship, but you're like, you know what? I'm still going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm still going to hook up with this person. Whether you're a guy or a girl, we want to hear from you. Why did you still do it? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-4487. Is there anybody out there brave enough to call in and tell us what's up with that? And we bring it up because earlier this week, Cardi B announced her separation from her husband, Offset, right? And now, an alleged side piece put out a video apologizing to Cardi B for being a homewrecker, basically saying, I knew Offset was in a relationship with Cardi B. I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
Right? And I knew Cardi B was pregnant, but I still did it. Her name is Summer Bunny. No relationship to Bad Bunny that we know of. And here she is.
I have not messed with Offset since he's had his baby. I didn't know how serious this marriage was. I feel ashamed. It's a lot. But just coming from me, and like, these were never my intentions, and I never wanted to break a happy home.
No, I have not spoken to Cardi B, but I would like her to know that I'm a very genuine person.
I just hope that she can overcome this.
At the end of her video, she did plug her mixtape. No, just playing.
I was going to say, did she really? Oh my God, I didn't watch the whole thing. I couldn't.
You know what I feel, man? Like, if this is true, right, that this really happened, I think Offset's the one that should be doing this video apologizing to Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
First of all, so I just want to throw that out there. But first and foremost, Yessie, from a female's perspective, yeah. Do you believe her? That she's feeling bad about
this? I believe
that
there is some sort of guilt there. I don't know to how much of the guilt is, because a lot of it has to do with how young she is. She's probably like fresh 21.
She's 20.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking she's 21. Jeez Louise. Yeah, she's 20 years old. She's young. And look, I made some mistakes myself, too. I'm not proud that at 20 years old, I was thinking like, oh, my God, this guy wants me and he's got a girl like that. That boosted my ego.
So you were at one point a side piece, knowing that the other person was in a relationship.
Yeah. And I felt bad after, like, I did it. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I found out, and then I did it one more time. I hooked up with him one more time, and I felt terrible.
Right.
Because, you know, the guy comes in and you're 20 years old and he starts talking all smooth to you. And no, it's not like that. And, you know, we're in a really bad terms right now. And you're thinking, okay, so maybe I have a chance still because he likes me, you know, and he's talking all smooth and telling you the right things. And next thing you know, they're still together. And you're like, whoa, wait, hold on one second.
Doesn't that make you feel like, or give you a warning sign that like maybe he might do that to me in the future?
At that time,
you're young, though.
You don't think about that. You're just thinking about your 20s and what you're going to eat tomorrow. You know, what you're going to wear tonight. You're not thinking about my 5-year plan.
Right.
So
I think it's interesting. Like, it's a little different, I think, in like the rap world or entertainment, where I do listen. I think she is young. She's like, that's a dumb thing to do. But also, I don't know what Offset. We don't know what Offset was telling. We don't know how smooth Offset was trying to be. Also, I feel like in entertainment and music, it's kind of like an expectation, like that's okay. Like, I don't think it's like if she just met some random guy who was married, right, and had a kid who worked, you know, as an accountant or something. That feels more homewrecky and dirty than a rapper touring who has got a side piece. And you know what I mean? It just that relationship doesn't seem. It just seems like that's kind of something that comes with the territory a little bit. Not that it's right.
Yeah, no, it's not. That doesn't make any better. But I hear what you're saying when it's like, oh, it's a different level. It's a different level. There's expectations to a rapper gonna get just go ahead and cheat on.
Okay, so let me flip things on that. Is it also expected that Cardi B was supposed to cheat on Offset? She's a rapper.
I mean, there's definitely a double standard there. I think when it comes to men and women, we'd be like silly to act like there isn't one. But also, I don't know. Like, I don't know what Cardi B. I mean, I feel like it could go the same, like equal for both parts. Yeah. But also, women just aren't known for being scumbags in that regard, like cheating on their significant other. Now, granted, this girl is part of the situation, but she doesn't have a relationship.
Right. So we want to hear from you, and thank you, Yessie, for being so open about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
come on. Each one teach one, what they say?
Yeah. If you were a side piece.
Reformed.
And you knew the person you were hooking up with was in a serious relationship, why did you still do it? 877-971 hits number to call or text 877-971-4487. Phone lines are coming in. Can't wait to catch up with you about that. Valerie from Newport, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Valerie, and calling in. So you were a side piece and you knew the person you were hooking up with was in a serious relationship. Why did you still do it?
You know, and I kind of agree with Yessie on this. I was really young. I made a lot of stupid choices before, and ultimately, he had told me that they were really not in a good spot. It was going to be ending soon, and he just would tell me all of the really awful things that were going on in the relationship. And I had been friends with him for such a long time and actually had romantically liked him before. So I wanted to try and be there for him, and I ended up being there, you know, kind of in the wrong way. It was two pieces, you know. I felt bad for the relationship, but also, you know, he would say really great things to me that would boost my self-esteem. So it was just a really bad
You get bamboozled.
Right.
You know, even Summer Bunny, this alleged side piece, right, that was hooking up allegedly with Offset, even she said in the video, the apology video, she mentioned, you know what, I'm young, and it did help my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hooking up with somebody like Offset, you know,
sure,
and, you know, potentially my Instagram following.
You know what I find interesting about the whole situation is that when a man has a side piece, they always have to be younger, right? Because an older woman who's been through life and is going to call you on your BS, right? Now, vice versa, when I was in my 20s, there was a woman that I was like kind of seeing every once in a while who was married, telling me she was going through a divorce. Now, that never happened, so she was lying.
Right.
But also, she flat out wouldn't tell me anything that would make me emotionally involved. She flat out would say, like, I'm not interested in anything but the physical part.
Oh, wow.
So there was
straight up.
Right. She straight up would say, like, hey, are you busy tonight? I've got a couple hours in Seattle, and I want you to come over to the hotel that I'm staying at. And I'd stop by, and she'd be like, all right, good to go. Good to see you.
It's a very good point on that, because I was a side piece to a married woman once. I didn't know she was married. I found out later, and I stopped it, obviously. But it was very much like that, Brian. It wasn't emotional. She wouldn't call me, text me during the week, nothing.
Yeah.
It was just Friday nights and Saturday nights.
Right.
Come here, do what you got to do, and bounce.
And it was like a drive-thru, yo. Like, she was in and out. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Hold up, I want to cuddle.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hold me. She's like, no, I'm out.
Yeah, no compliments, no nothing.
Nothing,
it was just like
in and out.
Yeah. Valerie, thank you for calling in and being so honest about that. What's up with that dude nowadays?
You know, I stopped talking to him altogether. I don't like how he handled the situation because, you know, I felt led on after an end, and he kept leading her on, and he still leads her on today. Mm. And I just can't be around somebody like that.
For
good
sure.
Stuff, yeah. Valerie. You have that self-worth.
Yeah,
now.
I'm glad that you were able to see that and, like, move past that and, like, grow from that, too. Because I know I grew a lot from that. I was like, whoa, I don't like the way I felt.
Absolutely.
You know?
I could never do that to another woman again, and I could never let somebody do that to me.
Exactly. Right. It goes both ways, right? That you deserve somebody that wants to be only with you.
Yeah,
exactly.
You realize how much you want that loyalty.
Love you, Valerie. Happy holidays. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
We have Katie from Riverside calling in right now. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Katie, break it down. You're a side piece, and you knew the person you're hooking up with was married?
Actually, no. I was the one having an affair. I was with a man for 5.5 years, and towards the end of our relationship, we both kind of were different people. I wanted to go explore the world, and he was like a inside person, wanted to play video games all the time. So I ended up telling him eventually, like, listen, I'm going to do me for a while, and I do you, and when you're ready for me, I'll be there. Well, I went to a wedding, and my friend introduced me to her friend, and at first we were like, oh, let's just be friends, let's hang out, which was all fine, but then we started hooking up. And then my ex-boyfriend, he became my ex-boyfriend when he found out about it. And he came knocking at my door at 2 in the morning and was yelling at me. And I just told him, I'm like, well, it is what it is. I told you that if you didn't want to change, I would leave you.
He left his video game console to go confront you?
Yes.
That's a big step.
Very serious.
You should give him props.
He sat down the Fortnite controller.
Right. Well, the best part is my side piece that I was having an affair with, we ended up staying together, and we've now been married for 4.5 years.
Oh, whoa. So it worked out for you.
Look at that. Just encouraging side pieces out there. Don't give up hope. Sometimes it works out.
Some side pieces are like, that's what I did. I made you realize you love that person.
Katie, thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad I think that it worked out for you.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. Love you, girl. What are our texts saying, Brian?
We got a lot of texts split on both sides. It's a very heated issue, but we got one text. I think this sums it all up from the 951. In and out. That's what a side piece is all about.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.